I'm Randy Renner, ONN News.
It's 9:34.
This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
Well, a good morning to you. Phil Weaver sitting in for Charlie this morning, and we have the pleasure of having Brandon Lewis with us this morning from the Bartlesville Community Concert Association, and you've been at this microphone many a time, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Brandon, you have, of course, always have nice events coming up, and you've got a little touch of Canada, maybe, so to speak.
Yes, we have, next Tuesday, May the 3rd at 7:30 p.m., we're hosting a concert at the Bartlesville Community Center. We're hosting Brass Fire with Jens Lindemann, and we really are excited about this show. I think this one's going to bring out large crowds. Jens, he has been a solo trumpet player for many, many years. He currently is a professor at UCLA in Los Angeles. Numerous awards under his belt. We're excited to have him in town.
Very good. And he was trained at Juilliard, right?
That is correct.
So that's supposedly kind of the top place for musicians.
You got it.
When it comes to music. With the Canadian Brass, and that's they've been around for a long time.
Number of years. Yeah, he played with Canadian Brass from 1996 to 2001 and continues to play all of the major concert venues all over the world as an orchestral soloist. Also plays with chamber groups, jazz bands, and also as a recitalist. So we're excited to have him in. I invite people to maybe look them up on YouTube just to kind of get a preview of what is in store for next Tuesday night. It's one of these concerts. Typically, you know, everybody kind of sits in the venue and enjoys the music. And I have a feeling for this one, we may have some people get up and dance down front of the stage. It's just that type of music.
All righty. So he's going to have. Did you say? There's an ensemble with him, or
yes. The name of the group is Brass Fire. I believe that there's about a dozen people that are going to be playing.
Now, this picture is probably representative here on this.
That is correct. That is correct.
So you've got Jens here in the front. It looks like, I'm assuming. Does he play accordion also?
Accordion also. I don't believe that.
Or maybe
is
that's
Jens.
Not
that's,
him.
That's another one of the guys in the group.
Okay.
But you know, just your standard brass band. Trumpet, French horn. There's going to be so many of them. It's hard to say what their lineup's going to include.
Pretty exciting, and it looks like they've got a wide range of selections on the program.
They really do. They really do. And I haven't seen a set list of what they're going to be playing.
So
at
these
the show.
Items here aren't necessarily what will be played.
Correct. Those are just some of the ones that he is known for.
Okay, known for among others. Toccata?
Yes.
By J.S. Bach. Echoes of Harlem, which is a Duke Ellington construction.
That is correct.
Let's see, also A Night in Tunisia, Dizzy Gillespie.
That's so, right. That's right.
Kind of a wide range of.
Community Concert Association, starting back in the era of the Great Depression. Again, just some background on it. They kind of formed in the fact that through the 20s, live music had become extremely popular, and with the onset of the Great Depression, that kind of disappeared. Communities were not able to host all of these musicians, pay the money to have them come in. So these communities would pool together, kind of pool all their money together. Everyone might give up a dollar or two, and with that pool of money, they would schedule at random, six, seven shows a year, and everyone would come in. It was a surprise show. Didn't know who you were going to get, but it was a way to keep that live entertainment going from what was built prior to the Great Depression. And so that kind of snowballed, and now there's concert associations all over the world. But really, really neat organization. Been around a long time. So this season, this Brass Fire show, is the last show of the season. We've hosted five shows beginning back in September. And we invite everybody to come out. It's just an affordable way to get friends and family out for an evening of entertainment. We invite everybody next year to check us out. We're going to be starting the season again in September. September the 24th, actually. We're hosting a group called Wiley in the Wild West. And you can check out our website is bccamusic.org. The concert lineup for next season will be listed on there. You can order your season tickets. Have a nice package deal where people can log in. They can buy their season tickets on the website right there, make it easy for you. If you don't want to be a season ticket holder and attend all of the shows next season, we offer them, of course, by concert. Tickets can be purchased on the website, bccamusic.org, or at the Bartlesville Community Center box office. So we try and make it very, very accessible. We have the folks that still like to pay cash and do everything in person, and then we have the folks that like to do everything on the internet. So we've accommodated both genres there.
So the contact point is the ticket center at the
yes sir
the concert building, the center right there at I guess the easiest way would be Adams and Cherokee.
Correct.
To describe where that venue is, of course. And boy, there's been a lot of talent through that place.
There really has. In fact, so the BCCA, we've been around for years and years and hosted many, many people throughout the years. And a lot of folks may not know that the, we had a group in, I believe it was back in, was. I was just a young one, so I don't know much about it per se as far as in person, but early 80s we had a group come through. They met, I believe Nan Buhlinger was she was the president of the board for the BCCA at the time, and there were two or three groups that came in for that particular concert series. And they all decided to stay in Bartlesville for a week. They just loved the town, loved all of the people. And of course, we had our new community center at the time. And what spawned out of that extra week of activity was what we now know as OK Mozart. So lots and lots of really, really good things for our community have come out of this Community Concert Association as far as bringing, you know, world-class talent to Bartlesville. So just a neat thing. And so, of course, we're a nonprofit organization. We don't have any paid employees, anything like that. We have about 14 people on the board now. We take care of all of the day-to-day duties that go along with hosting such events. But one thing I wanted to talk about today was I do all of the ad sales for our concert program that goes out with each concert. We hand those out to everybody, and this is kind of for all of the local business owners or chair people for other nonprofit organizations, things like that. What we do is I sell ads to go in that concert program, and that's probably our biggest way of raising funds for the next season. So if anybody is interested in that, they can contact me, Brandon Lewis. I'm a farmer's agent here in town. Have an office located on the corner of Price Road and Highway 75. So anybody that may be interested in supporting the Bartlesville Community Concert Association, and you know, it's a way to get a name out about their business. Those programs typically reach about 3,000 to 4,000 people each season. So it's inexpensive. It's just a way to help us raise funds and a way for us to showcase their names for all the public.
Very good. So they're helping themselves, helping the concert association.
You got it.
So essentially your funds come from ticket sales and then the advertising would be your main
ticket
sources.
Ticket sales.
Maybe some donations from...
That is correct. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that
corporations
up. We have a lot of private donors that support us, you know, either in the way of a check. Sometimes they'll volunteer with us. They may usher, hand out programs, things like that. Then, in addition to that, when the groups come to town, we also, on occasion, will take volunteers for hospitality for the groups. We had a bluegrass band that came in a few months ago, played in February, and Frank and Lola's downtown was so gracious to host them for dinner. And I know that that was a really hot topic that evening. The band loved it. They enjoyed the restaurant. I think the restaurant enjoyed having them. It was kind of a neat deal. So anyhow, we're really, really excited about Brass Fire. I know that historically in Bartlesville, we've even hosted Canadian Brass before. Lots and lots of folks in town really enjoy this particular type of music. It's kind of an upbeat. It's one of those that it's hard to sit in your seat.
At least your foot's going to be tapping.
That's right. That's right. So,
well, that's great that they're coming up. Bartlesville is such an arts town, art-oriented, cultural center. I would say we are
very much so.
I mean, with OK Mozart and the community concert series, and so many more things that are done, of course, I've got all four of our children played instruments, and one of them, our youngest daughter, was with the Navy Band in D.C. for a number of years, playing saxophone.
Awesome.
So kind of a musical family in a way.
Yeah.
So I love music.
And yes.
Because that's why I'm in this business of radio, probably.
Sure.
So it's super having folks like this come to town, and you can hear them live and direct right there on the stage.
That is correct. So now, one thing that we also do with the Community Concert Association is any youth that may be interested in Bartlesville in attending the show, if they will reach out to me or any of the other folks that are listed on the BCCA website. We really try to, of course, we bring in bands that are suitable in the genres where kids, either in orchestra and band, may benefit from them. And we always invite them out to attend the show. They can contact me, and I can set them up with tickets for the show. In fact, I think currently I have about 15 kids from both Bartlesville and Dewey that want to attend the show, that all play brass instruments. They're excited, you know. It's they kind of stray away from what they normally play in school on their brass instruments. So it's neat for them to get out and see what a brass band that's kind of atypical of what they're used to playing in schools, sporting events, things like that. So we're excited to have them out. I think it's going to be a really, really good time.
Very good. Well, it's interesting that something as bad as the Depression spawned something as great as community concert associations.
So, that's very true.
We've actually benefited from that pretty tough event decades and decades ago.
That's right.
So
it's really amazing. I don't know what the number is right off the top of my head, but I know there are multiple concert associations nationwide. One of the cool things about these concert associations, especially on the local level, is we do reciprocity with other concert associations. For example, there's a concert association in Ponca City. There's another in Chanute, Kansas. And so they host about typically around the same number of shows we do, in between 4 and 7 shows every year. And season ticket holders here that may want to attend a show up there, we just call them up and say, hey, we have a group of people that are wanting to attend the show. As long as the house isn't packed and they have seats available, they welcome us to come up there at no charge. It's included in our season ticket prices. So pretty neat. I know that we have groups that attend both venues, both in Ponca and in Chanute. And then, of course, likewise, same invitation goes out to those concert associations. For example, this Brass Fire, those two associations. So I anticipate that we're going to see a couple of those as well. And just to kind of brag on our community center, being the world-class venue that it is, everybody's always excited to attend shows there, just based on the venue.
Flexibility of the reciprocity.
Yes, very nice, very nice.
So. All right, so again, Brandon Lewis from the Bartlesville Community Concert Association, coming up May 3rd, the Brass Fire with Jens Lindemann. And so again,
ticket for ticket holders or get tickets.
Yes.
Simply
you can log on to our website, which is bccamusic.org. You can purchase tickets online there. If you prefer to do it in person, you can stop by and see our friends at the Bartlesville Community Center box office, and tickets will be available there all this week and for the night of the show as well. So we'll begin promptly at 7:30 next Tuesday, May the 3rd. Come on out and visit us.
Okay, Brass Fire. Now, let me ask a stupid question. If you are a member, do you have tickets automatically mailed to you, or do you have to go and select a seat?
At the beginning of each season, once they buy their season ticket membership, mm-hmm. we will mail tickets to them.
Okay.
What we do is typically we'll do it, I believe they do it for the whole season at one time. So that way, tickets are there. There's no shuffling, running around last minute trying to get those tickets.
Okay, very good.
So you got it.
All right. Anything else to cover before we quit, Brandon?
Well, if anybody out there has any questions, feel free to contact me. Again, my office is Farmers Insurance, located at the corner of Highway 75 and Price Road. Or we're all listed on the website as well. There's contacts, emails, phone numbers, and all of that information made available there. So more than happy to answer anybody's questions. And again, we just enjoy bringing these venues to town. And we're really, really excited to get as many folks out for this one as we can. It's going to be a really, really nice show.
Superb. All right, Brandon Lewis of the Bartlesville Community Concert Association, thank you for dropping in this morning. And
thank you, Bill.
One-on-one with a professional. And that concert coming up Tuesday evening. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Let's take a look at our forecast at this point and see what's coming up here just right after this.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress. A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.